Now, for many people in Mexico, the country's number one problem is security. America's neighbor to the south is in the midst of a wave of violence as the Mexican government cracks down on major drug trafficking cartels. And the cartels have fought back brutally. Shootouts and execution-style killings have become increasingly common. But there are other types of crimes. Most worrying to Mexicans is a recent surge in kidnappings. As the world's Lorne Matalon reports from Mexico City, the kidnappers target people from all social backgrounds.
13 months ago, Silvia Vargas, a high school senior, vanished while driving through Mexico City. She's the daughter of Nelson Vargas, a former cabinet minister. For 17 days, the kidnappers and the Vargas family negotiated a ransom. Nelson Vargas Jr. is Silvia's brother.
At some point after the 17 days, the negotiations broke off. And we got a last call that said that we were not going to get Silvia back and that they were not going to call us again. As time passes, we have less and less hope that we're going to find Silvia.
The respected daily La Reforma says there were 438 reported kidnappings last year. This year, Mexico's Secretary of Public Security says there's been an 80% increase. And in a recent poll, citizens said Mexico's city and its surrounding state have become a notably more dangerous place.
The atmosphere in the city and in the country is one of insecurity and fear and despair, because it's apparent to everybody that whatever the authorities are doing is not enough.
A sign of that comes from the country's Human Rights Commission. It says it believes fewer than one-third of kidnappings are ever reported because people have no faith in a law enforcement system riddled with corrupt police who protect drug cartels. Analysts say the cartels have branched out into kidnapping as the government of Felipe Calderón tries to eradicate drug trafficking. In Toluca, the state of Mexico's Attorney General, Alberto Vaz Baz, is not waiting for the federal government to act.
It's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take some time. But we need to start.
In May, Baz Baz created an anti-kidnapping unit composed of vetted federal police officers, intelligence experts, and 8 women trained as chameleons to penetrate the gangs. On a recent night, Baz Baz's unit linked up with a Special Forces Army unit in the mountains of Mexico State near the border of Guerrero and Michoacán, two states where organized crime is out of control. The Gulf and La Familia cartels are at war in the region, and members of both have been charged with multiple kidnappings and murders. On the way, the unit's field commander, Victor Mangana, ordered the convoy to split up to avoid alerting local police.
Most of the time, the local police are involved with the gangs of narcotraffickers.
Mangana's intelligence indicated that La Familia's kidnapping planner and a group of associates were hiding out in 3 safe houses, and the unit moved in. The intelligence was accurate. Hot coffee, half-eaten meals, and strewn furniture indicated people had taken flight moments before the raid. But the unit got the man they were after, Santiago Osorio Velasquez, as he pored over photographs of what agents said were possible kidnapping victims, a high-caliber rifle on his lap. Arrested and guarded by 2 soldiers in an armored van, Velasquez said authorities had the wrong man. He said, "I don't know why I'm here. I don't know why they're holding me." Velasquez was formally charged with kidnapping for La Familia. President Calderón says anti-kidnapping units and a reward system will be created in every Mexican state. But right now, newspaper editorials say only the state of Mexico, which surrounds the federal capital district, is actively pursuing kidnappers. For The World, I'm Lorne Matalon in Toluca, Mexico.
Lorne did an amazing audio slideshow on the kidnappings and that night raid that he went on. Check it out at theworld.org.